Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Thank you. It was one of those mornings because we had the $1 million show last night, our big once a year show at the Ryman, Eddie and I's band, The Raging Idiots, and then a bunch of artists. And we talked about it on the show today. Post Malone was a massive surprise guest. Lit, who from the 2000s was like, "Can we forget about the things I said when I was drunk? I didn't mean to call you that." Turnpike Troubadours, all the guests that we had on. It was just a really, when it's over, it was awesome.
It's because a lot, getting there.
During it, it's a lot of, even before it. Because it's so many big artists that if you just had one of them, it would be, okay, we have some things to do to make sure this person is good. They get here at this time. Sound check. Make sure they feel good about their room. But when it's 11 superstars, it's a lot. And Morgan, number one, I'm not a big hugger. Especially the people that I'm super close to, which you think would be the opposite, actually. Like, if I just see somebody and they want to hug, I'm like, "Hey, what's up? Good to see you." Not really my thing. Because I think hugs are, for me, it's a valuable type of currency. Like, I don't like, if I get one from somebody, a real one, I'm like, that's really cool. Like, same with giving them. Like, I love Amy, but we don't hug that often. But sometimes, every once in a while we do, and I'm like, hopefully that's meaningful because it doesn't happen a lot. Would you say that's fair?
Yeah.
Eddie and I don't hug a lot, but sometimes we do. And I'm like, okay, good night, roll over.
Wait, what?
No, but still, so we hug.
That doesn't happen.
I know. But
a lot.
Morgan, number one, had worked, I mean, she had managed all of that for so long that in that same relationship, I was like, "Come here." And she's like me.
She doesn't like touch.
I don't want us to be big touchers. But I gave her a big hug, and I was like, "You did a great job at making sure that," because there were no fires that I knew of. There may be little ones that they could put out, but there were none. Like, during the show, one person came to me and said, our tour manager, who's also named Caitlin, which gets confusing, she said, "Hey, you got to kill 5 minutes because Post Malone, there's a guitar issue." And so I was like, "Can I, we play music?" And they're like, "No, because they have to set some stuff up too." And I'm like, "Oh God." So I had to go and like kill 5 minutes, which is fine. But other than that, Ray, I felt bad you couldn't be there.
Yeah, I mean, I just got an earlier shift.
No, I know.
Can we start at noon so Ray can come to one? And then be done by 4 because he goes to bed at 5.
The matinee $1 million show or the $100,000 show. it sucked.
I saw the videos and stuff, though. I mean, it felt like I was there.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
I mean, they were pumping. When I saw them at 1 a.m., I felt, honestly, the Post Malone stuff, the audience going nuts. I saw the vantage point from everybody.
Bones, could you fall asleep like last night? I couldn't.
Only because when we got back to the house, Caitlin's parents, our friend Ahmad, who's also a background singer, dancer extraordinaire, we all sat up and talked for a little bit because we don't ever all get to hang out. And I don't get to see Ahmad a lot.
Yeah.
And it's like, Ahmad's like our OG. That's like our friend forever. And so I don't get to spend a lot of time with just, you know, me, you, and him, me, him, that dynamic. So we sat and talked for a while. And so by the time we were able to kind of calm down, I was extremely tired. And then I worked on the show. Mike, what time did you get my notes last night?
Like midnight.
Midnight.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And so I actually had to check out of that because they were still talking. And I was like, guys, you know I love you. I didn't even hug them. I didn't even hug them. At that point, yeah, it was good. I was like, I said, I have to go to work. And they're like, you have to go to the studio? I'm like, no, but I have to get my laptop and go and work on the show for tomorrow. And then I fell asleep because I was freaking exhausted. Exhaustion finally got me and energy fell down.
For me, it's like a weird, you're going through it all and it's a lot of just it happening. And then when I get home and it's just complete quietness, I can like finally look back and be like, gosh, this moment was so cool. That moment was so cool. And before you knew it, it was like 1:30 in the morning. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't fall asleep.
I'll do that today. I'll be able today since it all happened. I almost never enjoy anything as it's happening.
Yeah.
Because I'm always afraid it's going to end up not going well, just some old trauma type stuff. But I think I'm getting it slightly better because I can at least acknowledge that. But I really enjoy things after they're over, which isn't the healthiest, but it's at least better than not enjoying it at all.
Well, it's hard. It's hard because it's just, you know, a lot going on. You don't want to mess up. You want to make sure everything goes right. Like even Lauren Watkins, who was playing, she said, you know, I've never, ever played the Opry before.
The Ryman.
The Ryman. Yeah. She's like, and I'm so, so nervous. And I told her, I'm like, make sure enjoy it. Like, this is, you got to enjoy it while you're up there. But that's so hard because you're focused on your performance and getting everything right.
It was good. It was really good. We had a good night. We have some listeners that flew in from, you can bring them in, Scuba, if you want. We have a whole crew of folks here from the western side of the Mississippi. I guess we're the western. Wait, no, hold on.
I don't know where the Mississippi
is. We're on the
east side of Mississippi.
Yes.
Yeah. They're from the western side of the Mississippi, from California, Oregon. Come in, guys. Yeah, just have a seat. We're on, so just have a seat. Whatever. I'm going to meet everybody. What up?
So is that the call letters? Like, so when you do, like, radio call letters?
K, always to the east. W, always to the left.
Okay.
The west.
Why is K east? Why didn't they do E?
I don't know.
They did W west.
W is left. Wait. Oh, wait. Hold on.
W.
What side are we on?
We're on the east.
We're on the W side. So
which is weird. It should be E or not W.
Whatever, dudes. I'm fried. My brain's all fried. But yes, K on one side, W on the other. And we're on what side? The east?
We're in the east
side. So us, New York, Boston, Florida, that's all W.
Yep.
First call letter. Other side is all K. And I do not know why they picked those.
And that's right.
All based on the Mississippi.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's not based on it, but that's the line.
Well, I mean,
that's
the boundary line. That's crazy.
They don't, like, base it on the Mississippi. Like, okay, because of the Mississippi. But, yeah, you're right. You have microphones beside you guys. Some of you do, and we'll pass it around. What is your name? Yeah, you.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Hey, Jacqueline. Jacqueline's got quite the midday DJ voice there coming at you.
Thank you. Are you hiring?
I'm Kayla. Where are you from?
I'm from the Bay Area in California.
What specific part of the Bay Area?
I'm from Morgan Hill, kind of near San Jose.
You were there. Yeah. In Morgan Hill?
Uh-huh.
In Morgan Hill, where you're from?
Uh-huh.
Specifically?
Yes.
Doing what?
At the Granada Theater.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Got it. I didn't know that was Morgan Hill. It was just like saying, okay. So what is Morgan Hill known for? What's the coolest thing about Morgan Hill?
Probably wineries. Yeah, nice. It's a little south of San Jose, a little bit more quiet community compared to Silicon Valley.
I'm always jealous of people that can go to a winery and enjoy it because I don't drink wine. I don't drink anything, mm-hmm. and I wish I did. And they're like, we should go to a winery and like and I'm like, man.
I didn't think about that. They should give you grapes, you know, like since you don't drink, but we have a lot of grapes.
But I don't want to be the person who's having to do it different.
Cheese and crackers.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, but then I'm the person they have to like do extra for. I just wish I could enjoy a winery. Yeah. I wish they had a Mountain Dewy.
Well, they do. They have plants you can go tour.
But it was like a thing where people went, let's go to the Mountain Dewy.
No one does
that.
You
do vacations you know. And so... How did you get this trip? This is a trip you won, right?
This is a trip I won.
And
K Bay Country.
What did you win as part of the trip? Flight?
We won our flight, our hotel, tickets to the show last night.
Oh, that's cool.
We got to tour Universal Music Studio, and we get to see you today.
Oh, cool. That's really cool.
What did you think of the show last night?
Oh, it was outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Show of a lifetime for sure.
Give me like your top two moments, artist moments last night. It can be... whatever, it doesn't matter, but you're talking, like, because we were so in it, I don't have an appreciation for it yet until I go back and look at it, but what was, like, two moments, they don't have to even be the best, but you were like, this is so fun.
there was a lot. It was a lot of looking at each other and saying, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Watching Megan Maroney open, you know, open the show was outstanding. Sam Hunt was wonderful.
You only get two. That's you only get two because you're going to steal from other people. That's it. She's eliminated. She's eliminated from talking about that anymore. We try to time that show because there is no opener. And just so everybody listening, actually, Eddie and I opened the show, and she forgot.
Pretty much. Yeah. We were the openers.
Hey, that's it. The show
okay,
baby.
Okay, man. We're used to that.
But we try to make the whole show as if there were an opener, a mid, and the headliner. That length. It never stops, which is tough.
Right? The no intermission thing.
There's no intermission.
Kind of a cool surprise. It was just nonstop music. We used to go. Surprises. Yeah. I mean, it was
awesome.
Such a success.
And then so you won the trip.
I did.
How did you win it?
I entered a secret word that I had heard on the radio on the website, which I've done that so many times and thought, this is going out to La La Land. I'm never going to actually win anything.
I think that too about those things. Yeah, but people do win.
Do you remember your secret word?
I have no idea. No.
Oh. Sometimes
it's
like.
A secret. Yeah. Or is she not telling you because she's keeping it a secret?
It was Bobby Bones.
No. No, sometimes
it was
like
free, right? It was free.
T-A-G. It was free.
Because people don't believe you when they say it's free. They're like, oh yeah, right. But it is free.
What are you talking about? The word was?
No, like the contest. Like when you say there's
no. Yeah, I didn't pay any money to enter. Yeah.
Did you think it was a scam whenever you get contacted?
No. I didn't answer the phone call the first time. And then someone from the station actually texted me, hey, you know.
That's awesome. Yeah, congratulations. That's super cool. Wait, you got off work and everything's cool?
Yeah.
They know, you're on right now. So if you're like, I got a cold.
No, my boss was actually super understanding.
What kind of job do you have?
I'm a dietitian.
Would it help him to say the name of the business? Like no commercial. Okay, just making sure. I was trying to give him.
I work for a hospital.
Okay,
you know.
All right.
They don't need help.
Who is your? You have a mic. Oh, who's your friend? We handle the microphone. Yeah. What's your name?
I'm Jessica.
Are you her friend?
I'm her friend.
Are you the plus one?
I'm the very lucky friend. Yeah.
That's awesome. And you guys know each other how?
We've actually known each other since middle school. We figured out last night we've known each other for like 25 years.
So. Wow.
So you're just longtime friends. It's not that you knew her from work and became friends. Give me your two moments from last night that you thought, and hold that microphone a little closer to
sorry.
You. Yeah, I know you're good.
I love John Pardee. So he
me
was,
too.
He was amazing.
And he was like feeling it.
He was so happy last night.
He was so excited.
It was awesome. I love John. Okay, and so John, we're going to take John. With John, to me, I think like him dancing was just going at it.
Yeah.
It's so fun. I think he would have done 7 songs.
Oh, for sure.
If we weren't. Yeah.
He kept looking back like, we're going to do another one.
Yeah. So John, okay.
Lit was a pretty cool surprise.
Dude, it was awesome. Are you kidding? Like, it was like an explosion when they came out. Because we started our band was like, did the dun 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 dun. And then people were like, oh, we know that song. And then when they came out they plugged in and joined and the drums, everybody just jumped up. It was exciting. That was exciting for us too.
Yeah, when you said lit, I was like, lit? Did he just say lit?
Yeah. And not like it's lit.
Right.
I would never say that. But I would say. And so do you guys go back today? Do you fly back today?
Yeah.
Yeah. What time is your flight?
4:00.
Okay, so you're good right now.
Oh, yeah. We're okay. Yeah, we're good.
Did you do anything when did you get to town?
We got to town on Tuesday.
What's today? Today's Thursday. Did you do anything cool? Nashville? Did you go eat somewhere nice or something? Or cool?
Yeah, we tried to hit as many places on Broadway as we could. And
first time here?
First time here.
Then that makes sense. You should do Broadway. Second time here? Don't do Broadway. Right, guys?
You're done with that. You're done.
It's like Statue of Liberty. Maybe you don't want to New York, but then you're good. Yeah.
It was cool to do Broadway on a weekday.
Yeah.
You probably didn't catch a disease then. That's cool.
Right. Yeah. There's not a lot of lines. You know, even to get into Tootsie's, I thought there would be a little bit of a line.
Yeah.
But pretty easy to get in. Not too crowded.
That's awesome. Well, that's super good to meet you.
Yeah, thank
you. Do you live in Morgan?
I'm a little south of Morgan Hill. I'm in Gilroy.
Oh, classic Gilroy.
Oh, yeah.
Is it true what they say about people from Gilroy?
I don't know. What do they say about people from
You know what they say.
We smell like garlic?
Exactly.
Yeah. Why? Hey, why?
Got it.
Why would that be?
It's the
garlic factory.
Capital of, you know, the world.
Oh. You mean the garlic factory?
Amy, you didn't know
that. It's
the
winery. You always go to the garlic factory. Yeah. Well, cool. It's really good to meet you.
Thank you.
And so now let's move up to you fellas. So what is your name?
I'm Scott.
Hey, Scott. What's up, buddy? Where are you from?
I'm from Portland.
And I love Portland. Portland's awesome.
Yes, it is.
In Portland, what's the soccer team?
Timbers.
The Timbers.
The Timbers.
Yeah, the Timbers they love the Timbers in Portland.
Oh,
like as far as like passion, I don't know if you like soccer at all. And I'm not really a soccer guy, but that I've been to Portland a bunch of times, and it's I see a lot of Timber stuff. Dame, he left the Blazers.
Yeah, Damian
Lillard. Yeah,
for the Bucks.
Yeah, were you happy or sad about that? Did you care?
I was sad.
Yeah, he's been there forever. He's like OG.
Yes, he's been there for like 11 years.
Yeah. Do you listen to our show?
I do.
You do?
He does. Yeah.
Who won the trip?
He did.
Okay. Before you hand off, did you go to the show last night?
Yes, I did.
What? Give me. It can be even their moments, but give me your two moments.
I really like Lit when it came on.
Yeah, me too. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the surprise ending, Post Malone.
Who did you think it would have been before it was Post Malone? If you had to have guessed, they're like, okay, who do you think it's going to be? Who would you have guessed?
Probably like Sam Hunt.
But he was already out.
Yeah,
he's coming back. There. We're bringing up. Can you imagine? And everybody loves Sam, but I'm hyping up a surprise. And we're like, hey, now, ladies and gentlemen, clap your hands. Lit! They come back out.
And then we waited so long for Sam to come back.
Yeah. Sam was awesome, though, wasn't he? Like, yes, singing-wise. Yeah. And so you won the trip, Uncle. Yeah? What's your name?
Chad.
Hey, Chad. What's up, buddy?
Nice to meet you.
So you listen to the show?
Oh, every day, Monday through Friday.
Thanks, man. Wow.
While I'm cooking.
That's so cool. Thank you very much.
Yes.
What do you cook, and will you now for us?
I can cook Hawaiian food if I come back, ever come back.
Oh, is that your specialty?
Yeah, because we're both from Hawaii, but we live in Beaverton, so.
Got it. Beaverton. Yeah. That's, you know what else in Beaverton?
Beavers.
No, is the university in Beaverton?
Pacific. It's in Forest Grove, though.
Is it close?
It's about 40 minutes.
Okay, not that close. Never mind. Cancel. Yeah. Cancel me. Cancel what I said. Your favorite two moments from last night?
John Party,
yeah,
and Lit,
yeah, it's cool.
That was a surprise. I seen Lit.
Yeah, that song is just like, it's been in so many movies. It's been. I was wondering if they were going to say the S word.
They did.
They did. Sure did.
Yeah.
And I didn't mind it because it kind of. If they wouldn't have, I would have felt weird about it.
Like they're going to censor themselves? That would have been weird.
I just felt like they needed to say it, and I was hoping. Where Post Malone, he had said a couple, like the F word. He was like, "I'm sorry." And then he backed off of it.
And he did it again.
I'm sorry. But because we were, you know, we play and sing with them. And Eddie and I were practicing the background vocals just because it was fun. And I was like, I wonder if they're going to censor themselves. And they came out when they had the beards. And I was like, they're not censoring themselves.
No,
but they were also
the
nicest guys.
They really were, man.
They looked like they would stab you. But then actually, if someone stabbed you, they'd still be there hanging out. But they would help you. So it was super cool. What time did you guys get to bed last night?
Three?
Did you go out after?
No, we just hanged out at the hotel.
You did?
Yeah.
Was the hotel bumping?
No, it was just, you know.
Oh.
Had to call the wife, you know, check on the dog.
Yeah, and it's 2 hours back.
Check on the dog.
Check on the dog.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And dog's okay?
Yeah, he's fine. He has separation issues.
Yeah.
Because we shipped him back from Hawaii back in 2017 when we moved from Hawaii.
He still misses luau's and stuff?
He misses the beach in our backyard.
Oh, really? Yeah.
His grandpa's house back home on Kauai has the beach in the backyard. So while I'm fishing, he's running up and down the beach and digging crabs out of the sand. And
So now what's he do?
We go Columbia River, Prescott. You know.
Well, he come back. You can go leashless and he'll come back to you? You trust him?
Yeah. How? He understands Hawaiian language, so
Well, my dog understands English, but he don't come back. Mm. Both of them.
That's a good point.
I mean, Stanley, I don't have to worry about him. He's a bulldog. He's fat. I can catch him. But Eller's fast. I could never, and she'll mind in the house, I could never take her anywhere, like a river, and be like, let's just go play. I'd never see her again.
Digs out.
What?
I see the dog digs out. It runs away from you.
Oh, yeah.
Never comes
digs
back.
Out. Digs out. I don't know the term digs out. Is that what that means? Like runs away?
Yeah, run away. Yeah, sorry.
No, not sorry. Is that, no digs out?
Never dig heard. Under the fence?
I thought he meant dig under the fence, yeah.
So
it's so hard for me to turn off my pigeon because, you know, when I raise in Hawaii, we talk a Hawaiian language. And
is digs out like a Hawaiian
term? No, it's like pigeon, broken English.
So digs out means, can you
run
say?
Run away.
Got it. That's what I thought.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Translate.
Oh, okay. I like that. Okay. I'm gonna start using that. I'll be like,
digs out.
Yeah, I wanted to digs out last
when
night.
When I quit here, I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna dig out, guys.
Yeah. Come
out.
Come shoot.
It doesn't really work.
No, it doesn't.
I don't think that fits so much.
Hey, you guys want to hear something crazy? Bobby doesn't like the beach.
Really?
Yeah, no, I don't like the beach. But let me tell you why. It's not that I don't like people who like the beach.
That's true.
All you guys, BFFs. I grew up in Arkansas. We didn't have a beach. So, number one. Never went on vacation to a beach. Never went on a vacation until I was old enough to go myself. Never spent time at a beach. In the ocean, what are you supposed to do? You can't even do anything because the waves are coming in.
Ugh, correct.
Come on.
And then what are you supposed to do? Surf. And then you lay
fish.
But I don't know how to surf because I didn't grow up doing that. Fish on a lake. So, and also on the beach, you lay in the sand. I don't like the sun. Check. I don't drink, which I would love to drink in the sun and get extra drunk and dehydrated like my friends.
It's not good, but
I don't do that. Check. No reason. So I just don't get the beach because that wasn't the culture I grew up with. So
if there's no shade. I mean, it's so freaking hot. You got to lug all this crap to the beach to keep your shade and chairs.
And you're right.
It's so annoying.
Well, why are you mad?
Even if you get an umbrella, I'm with him.
And then sand gets everywhere, and it's all over
you.
You
can't get it off your feet.
Oh, my God.
You guys are crazy.
And then let's say there is an umbrella there, and you get under it. Then you're like, why am I at the beach if I got to use an umbrella? You know?
Correct.
Like just, I could use my permanent umbrella with an air conditioner in my hotel room. That's a
I mean, I don't love the beach either, but I can still have a good time.
I can't. I actually,
because literally, you go stand in the water and you just stand there, like, what are you doing in the water?
And then they're all salty.
You guys snorkeling? You guys ever been snorkeling on the beach?
Yeah, no, but went snorkeling like in a cave on a boat.
Oh, that's. I mean, that's cool.
In the salt water,
that's really cool.
There was no beach there, and I like that.
And no shade, probably.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm assuming you like the beach because that's what you grew up with, right? What about the woods? Would you mic it up? Mic it up. You the mic, there you go.
We used to go in the mountain,
yeah,
with my brothers. You know, we used to go hunt.
Hog hunting?
Did you ever camp? Like camp in the woods? Just put up a tent, camp?
We had a family function. We just, everybody just open their cots and just lay out at the park.
Oh, yeah.
Up in the mountain, yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Well, and you guys head home what time today?
Our flight is at 1:47, but.
And you won this on what station?
KPO, Portland.
Oh, yeah.
Danny Dwyer called me and Jake Byron.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Did you believe it was them? Did you think
yeah, because I saw them at the Blake Shelton concert the weekend before at the Moda.
Sounds like it was an inside job then. How did you win?
I just entered online.
Same thing?
Yeah.
And was it like a secret word?
No. I just put in, you know.
Your social? Say it out loud so we can know it too.
911.
Yeah. And so that's, and you guys, everybody had fun?
Yes.
Everybody feels good about it? That's awesome. We're super happy you guys
mahalo,
came.
Mahalo, thank you.
Mahalo. And mahalo. Don't digs out quite yet. Hey.
Yeah, don't run away.
Yeah, that's good, dude. Yeah.
And then, hey, Bo, let me talk to Bo for a second. You can hand the microphone. So,
what's up?
Bo's runs the station in San Jose. This thing went pretty good, right?
Oh,
like, you feel good about it? Did you go to the show?
No, I'm moving right now.
Oh,
so moving.
I was planning on going, and I had to do like 3 trips last night, so I didn't get to go.
Dang, dude.
Sorry to bring down the room.
I would have not moved.
Yeah, for one day.
I tried to tell my wife that, and then she was like, yeah, that's not happening.
That's a bad planning. You knew what the $1 million show was.
I didn't even know. To go to that show.
I was very bummed when I saw like the special guests, and I saw posts, and I'm watching all the videos, and I think I saw Eddie last night. He's like, I can't sleep. I think I saw your post last night, and I'm like, man, this was sweet.
Well, we appreciate you like making sure that they got here, and it's super cool for us.
I've like enjoyed hanging out with them the last 2 days. So this has been fun for me.
Did they help you move?
No, they had to go to the show.
That should have been a giveaway, though.
Put some alert.
Like today, it's like,
have winners come to town and help me move.
We'll fly you in. We'll put you in a hotel. Right. You'll go see Post Malone, and you'll get to have the ultimate Nashville experience of helping someone move.
Yeah.
see the area?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
A tour of, but get a box before you go.
Totally.
Moving like into a new part of town?
Yeah.
Out of the condo or out of the
out of the apartment?
Yeah, right here.
Into a condo.
So out of the
literally
the close
a block
one.
Away from here right now.
But you're already close.
Yeah, but I'm even closer to you now.
And okay, but then you could have done that. Then you should have come to the show. That's bullcrap. You didn't come to the show. Don't we agree?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Cool. Well, it's really good to meet you guys. What we'll do is we'll shut this down, and then let's take some pictures with our friends here, and we'll do the mid roll. Ray, how about that? Let's do the mid-roll. But for everybody watching, we're going to shut it down. Mid-roll is going to play, then we'll come back with more in just a minute. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2-liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat, rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES, only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs. And it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes. And then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
That's fine. They all seem like nice people. Because sometimes, we get a group and there's like one serial killer in the group. And there wasn't that here. That was good. You can bring him in.
Cool. He's tomorrow at 5.
So we're all good there?
Yeah, okay. So I'll bring Jason.
All right, cool. We're back on, guys.
Oh, we're back on. I didn't know. I thought you were talking.
Oh.
I wonder why you guys were looking at me all weird.
I didn't know what was going on.
No, I was talking
there.
About the group and I said usually they were all nice. Usually there's one serial killer in the group. And there wasn't there.
I agreed with you. I'm like, yeah, you're right, man.
Yeah, Eddie didn't know we were on. He's like, that's a good point, man.
Yeah, dude.
We have a couple other folks that are going to come by and say hi real quick. But let's see. Anything else for the old postie show? We have to do our lemon juice bit in the next few days.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that set the record for drinking the lemon juice.
Who's doing that?
Nobody has to, but I said
we get paid.
You get paid for the more that you're able to drink. I need to set the rules. You don't have to break the world record, but if you do break the world record, I'll give you $1,000.
Oh, my goodness. $1,000?
$1,000?
I wish I wouldn't have said that out loud because that's probably a little too much. But if you break the world record, I think I'll just give you $1,000.
Okay, and how much per ounce?
Well, I'm not there yet on that.
Okay.
Lemon juice.
And I don't think it's going to be per ounce per se, because what this guy did, he drank 1 liter, which is 4.2 cups of lemon juice, through a straw in 16.5 seconds. So if you did like half, if you get to half, I'd give you a certain amount, because we'll put it in a cup and measure it, one.
Got it.
If you do 3/4, but if you do it all, if you beat the record, I'll give you $1,000.
And you know what? There aren't a lot of risks to this. Like you get heartburn.
A lot of risks.
There's a reflux, but that's pretty much it. Heartburn, reflux.
I can get that through what I'm eating today.
I know.
After I finish here.
Migraine headaches.
Oh no, that's
I get
not
that
good.
After I talk to you guys. Same, all the same. I could imagine though that the acid thing would be real
because it
messes with your stomach.
It's pure. Pure acid. Hey, Ray, let them know when we're ready. Whenever.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be in a hurry because we have other stuff to do, but whenever they're ready, just come on in. Good sleep actually does make you more attractive. From Royal Society Open Science, a research publication, beauty sleep is a real thing. Just 2 consecutive nights of poor sleep makes you appear less attractive. I must be ugly today.
No sleep?
Yeah, I'm kind of uglier all the time, but I'm like really ugly today. It's like full beast, never beauty.
How does sleep make you more attractive?
What? It makes sense to
me.
No,
like some people just aren't attractive.
You can be no. It's not making somebody that you wouldn't find gross
right.
hot. But what they're saying is you get a more washed out look when you haven't slept. Oh, okay, you get a black under your eye, dark under your eyes.
So it's not like you're an ugly person, but you sleep all day and you're oh, hello.
It's not the toad and you kiss it and turns into a princess.
Right, that's what I'm seeing.
But they say others will actually avoid you if you get bad sleep over multiple nights because you look like you're in a bad mood. Your face isn't welcoming, washed out, that type of thing. Police say a man brought 350 pounds of nails and scattered them on the road. So he bought them, then brought them, and then scattered them all on the road. What a jerk.
I mean, I don't understand what's the point of that.
A Cincinnati man's facing charges for buying large quantities of nails and then scattering them on the road. Not the first time he's done it. Probably the same reason you threw tennis balls at cars driving by.
Why'd you do that?
It was hilarious,
No,
man.
It wasn't.
Oh, yeah, actually, it wasn't. Fine. Boom, hits the car, and they slam on the brakes, and then you got a jet. I mean, it's...
So I would assume this is that type of satisfaction, where he's like, ha, 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 people got flats.
Yeah, they started suspecting him, and so what they did is they sprayed some paint on a few of them and then put them in the store, and he bought them, and that's how they busted him.
Oh, wow.
Almost like the dye when you rob a bank.
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah. Well, we have a couple more guests in the studio. What's up? You have headphones? You guys have headphones? Oh, cool. I haven't met you yet. You have a grab that microphone. Talk right into it there. What is your name?
Liberty.
Liberty. And you, are you his daughter?
Yes.
So this is our friend. Did he tell you we're friends now?
I heard you guys are friends.
Yeah, because he just emailed me and was like, it's a Jason.
Jason.
Yeah. I know.
Grab your mic, Jason. Jason, your right hand.
No, it wasn't a question.
Right
hand. It wasn't like Jason.
Right by your right knee. There you go. Up your butt. There you go.
There it is. Yeah, he's sitting on it.
It wasn't up his butt.
No, but by the way, right, I said Jason, not Jason. No, not Jason. I don't know. Now I'm confused. Jason, good to see you again.
Thank you.
Jason, how long ago did we play golf? I feel like that was much
a couple years ago, right?
No, it couldn't have been 2 years ago.
Before the Cowboys sucked this year again.
It had to be.
What?
It was before football season.
Oh, okay.
But not
we
too.
We talked about the promise of the Cowboys.
And his answer was before the Cowboys sucked again.
I thought that's what he said, Jason. Yeah.
I think it was this summer. May?
Yeah. April? Probably. Yeah, Jason came out and played golf with us. Hold that mic a little closer to you, Jason.
All right.
There you go. And Jason just emailed me and was like, hey, did you not think I would say yes? Because I replied back immediately. I was like, yeah, let's go. And then it was something like, I didn't think you would. I don't even know what it was, but I was kind of shocked that you were shocked that I even replied so quickly.
I thought that was maybe one of a celebrity email thing that you don't respond because you sent those pictures, and when you responded, it was awesome. Liberty, I told Liberty, and she was stoked.
I wish I had a celebrity email thing.
Well, you know.
What's a celebrity email
thing? I don't know. I wish I had it.
How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Can you say that still?
Yeah.
Oh, how are you? Yeah.
You accept it. You're just trying not to say it.
Yeah. I am good. Thank you.
What would you say to them?
Have you had any special thoughts today?
Oh, boy.
That's awkward.
It is awkward.
That's the only one I can remember out of the list. So
It is awkward.
Okay.
We were building a home for a veteran, and we were doing a charity auction to play golf with Eddie and I. And Jason was like...
Yeah, I remember.
Jason was like, sure, I'll play golf. But mostly I want to help out somebody. So we kind of forced him to play golf with us, and he donated and then wrote an extra check. It was super kind. Yeah. We didn't even open the check until we got here. So... all that aside, we never got to tell you in person, thank you. That was super, absolutely, super kind of you. But I was kind of weirded out that he was weirded out that I responded to the email. Because he just emailed us, hey, we're coming up. Can I come to the show? I was like, of course, dude. Let's go. And then he's like, I can't believe you responded. And I'm like, I emailed you first to send you pictures of our time together. So that's all.
I'm going to start emailing all the time.
But
now,
did you not, because we hung out for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Did you not think after that we were normal people?
I thought we were pretty good friends.
Yeah, like just normal, nothing weird.
Nothing.
Yeah. The weird part was we met, Eddie, you had to ride with him, right?
I rode with him, yeah.
Yeah, didn't we do that thing where I was like, I don't want to ride with somebody I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but then I was like.
And then we had Jordan Davis too, so like, we're not going to make Jordan ride with him.
And then I was like, I kind of wish I had not been that role in that time, because he was kind of normal.
Jason was awesome, dude.
Sometimes we get serial killers.
I bet.
Yeah.
Well, Liberty was going to come, and then she had her knee surgery.
We heard you were going to come with, that's why Jordan Davis came.
Yeah.
So how's your knee?
Healing finally.
Yeah. Get on the microphone a little bit. Healing finally?
Yes.
After a year and a half?
Yeah.
It's been before the Cowboys sucked.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. Jason.
That's all measuring of time.
It was in 98?
It's been 2 decades,
true.
I think.
Good point.
Okay, good. All right.
So, Liberty, you are, I don't know, 17, 18, 19?
21. Almost 22.
See, I don't have an idea anymore.
Kids we're old.
These days.
Everyone looks
too old to now have that gauge. So, and where do you live? Do you live
in Mississippi?
Mississippi, same place?
Yep.
And what do you do?
I'm in college.
And what are you studying?
Hopefully nursing in the fall.
So hopefully nursing. So you're not studying nursing yet?
Applied.
Okay. What did you study? Like general to get to that nursing part?
Yes.
How'd you hurt your leg?
Volleyball, genetics.
She just blamed her dad.
Well, genetics. That's you, Jason.
That's all you.
Mm-hmm.
What's the genetics part?
Jason.
Bad.
Passed it down.
Bad legs.
Yeah.
If we want to get into that.
They call him Bad Legs Jay.
When she was, if I start crying, forgive me.
Yeah.
But when she was under a year, she's had a couple liver transplants.
Really?
She's had, I don't know how many surgeries on herself.
When did you have the first liver transplant?
6 weeks.
Old? Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any that you remember? Would you have another one? Or are they all when you were a baby?
The other one was like 4 days before I was one, I think.
So you don't remember them at all?
No, I don't remember any of that.
When she's a baby and you are needing a liver transplant, how do you go about getting the donor? Was it a list or did somebody, the liver part I'm not as familiar with.
Yeah, they can take a piece of an adult liver.
Was it one of you guys?
Mm-mm. No, we didn't match what she
needed. That's crazy that they didn't match.
Yeah, it's his dad. I got a question.
How at that young did they know she needed a liver?
They could tell before she was born. She didn't have like the drainage out of her liver.
Wow. See, technology.
So they did
amazing.
A bunch of different surgeries before the transplant.
Yeah.
And then they would keep track of her levels, I guess, when they do her labs. And there was one time when we thought she was
pretty bleak.
Lost. Yeah.
Yeah.
Her first liver was failing, and they lifelighted her to Salt Lake City Children's Miracle Network. Hospitals.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I like to support also.
And, yeah.
But St. Jude's, it's all awesome.
I'm gonna again more questions specific because I'm just curious about the liver transplant part of it. Is that whenever she's a baby and this is happening, there's a list, and so is there a chance with the liver that you don't make it in time for the list? Does that happen where somebody needs a liver but they don't get it to the list as quick? Do we know?
Yeah, it does happen.
It obviously didn't happen with you, but I'm wondering.
Yeah. People pass from it. Livers. I don't know. My wife is more versed on all that, but the liver is
pretty traumatic.
We were just lucky.
Pretty traumatic time, yeah. Like pretty crazy time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then do they give her a tiny part of somebody's liver, or does that have to be another baby liver?
The second one was, I can't remember how
it
old.
It was,
she's researched.
I actually asked, and one was a teenage boy.
Yeah.
And then the other one was a baby.
Wow. Mm. And so right now, does the liver grow with you?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It grows a normal size, man.
It grows it. So if it's small, it still grows.
And whoever gave the, if they're still alive, whatever part they took away, it'll grow back.
That grows back on the person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Regenerates.
Holy crap. That's awesome. It's so fortunate that you're here. That's two of those.
Is that why you're so, sorry.
No, you're good.
thinking of you wanting to be a nurse. Is that why you'd like to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Have you done needles? Have you done, did I stick needles in people yet?
No.
My cousin had to do that, and she was like, can I do your hands? Because she had to learn how to take blood from hands. It's like a last resort. And I was like, nope, and you can't do anything else either. Because she was like, it'd be cool. I need to do hands. That's the worst. And I was like, you can't even do the best. I don't want any needles. I don't care if you're a nurse if I have to take needles. That's the needles and, like, poop from old people.
Yeah, I don't want to work with older people.
No, I hear you, but yeah.
You might have to.
Yeah, you might.
Yeah, probably.
It may just be a poopy person that comes in and is like, I need a nurse. And so where do you go to school?
It's called Pearl River.
Okay.
It's in South Mississippi.
And South Mississippi, I've been down to like Biloxi.
To your show at the Crawfish Festival.
Oh, with Chris Jansen.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Old Dominion was there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did we sign shoes?
My shoes.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Her Converse.
Uh-huh.
She's got them still.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Do I have any? Will you see if I have anything in my office? Let's see if I have any shoes in my office. It would be fun to give her another pair. It's stupid. We give her another pair of shoes. Is that a sign?
That's just her thing every time we see her?
I don't know if I have any more in there, but that would be hilarious. Well, I'm glad you guys got to come by. We tried to get him to come by, but he had to leave, and I was working remotely from a different city the next day. But it's better that you're here because we like you better.
Oh,
he's our friend, so we don't care. We're like, it's all right. It's classic Jason.
We see Jason all the time.
But
he's pretty awesome.
Yeah, super nice to meet you. He is. He talked about you the whole time. Whenever, I wasn't in the cart with him, but when I was, we were on the green. Yeah. But what did he tell you about us?
Well, I know that he didn't FaceTime me when he was golfing.
Was he supposed to?
Well, he said he wished he did.
Oh.
Because she loves Jordan Davis, and so... The other day.
Well, you didn't have to say that. You just could have said.
You guys.
No, he literally obviously, just could have left that and been like, she loves you guys.
Obviously, she loves you guys. We've been to, I think, our fourth show now. So
She loved Jordan Davis, what I heard.
She was. I said, man, why didn't I FaceTime?
Because Jordan was just a throw-in.
Yeah.
Because he was like, my daughter can't come. And we were like, that's super cool that Jason still came. And then I just called Jordan. I was like, hey, you want to play golf with us? And he's like, yeah, sure.
Why not?
And so it wasn't even like Jason went to trip with Jordan Davis.
No, and he was about to have a baby too, so he was like, "Ooh, I shouldn't be here." Really,
at any point, at any point, he could have got the call. Well, it is really nice to meet you.
You too.
And when do you guys go back?
Tomorrow.
Yep. Play tomorrow afternoon.
Your dad was explaining to us while we were playing golf what he did for a living, and I kind of understood it a bit, tents and stuff. And is he real rich?
He said he wasn't.
Because he told me what he did.
Did you say tents?
Yeah, like, I'm not going to get into specifics of what he does. I can let him. That's his own story, so I don't want to tell his story unless he wants to tell it.
You sell tents?
No.
But just so she knows, I know what he does, you know, like, Bill, you know, can you tell by what I'm saying I know what he does? Like when something happens.
Like the base camp.
Yes, got it.
Disaster.
Yes, good.
Disaster.
So, I don't know. I felt like that's a job that he really succeeds at, and he's pretty rich.
He succeeds.
We're doing okay.
We like that. Yeah. Come on.
Can you tell me? Hold on.
If he wants to tell you, that's fine. But it's not my business to share.
I'm about to ask him.
Okay.
What do you do?
There you go.
You can tell.
My folks started a company 25 years ago. We build like base camps, like emergency management, disaster relief. So we do mobile showers, catering, mobile laundries, mobile restrooms.
Interesting.
Like in cities.
Disasters. They go in.
That's crazy.
It's like you go in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we go in right after the storm.
Yeah. Pretty crazy,
It's pretty interesting work.
So who pays you to set up that stuff?
It varies.
Could it be it FEMA goes, or could mm-hmm. it be?
It
okay,
go
so
from
it's
the private company private all the way to
the government.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but the government they never pay.
I never realized that was a real business.
Mm-hmm. Lunchbox is like.
He's like he's writing it down. Build tents after storm.
Go to
where
Dick's.
The storm was.
Get clearance tents.
He's like invest in a porta
potty. Hit the lottery. I mean, that's what I really
use camping equipment.
And then we're like, no, dude, they got to be big tents if they. Oh.
So, I mean, I'm so, how did your parents start this business? Like, what made them think, oh, we should build tents at disaster sites?
we sub out the tents. We own everything else. All the trailers is what we own.
It's not really about tents so much. Is it?
It's just,
a hub.
He just scratched out tents.
No, I just wanted to tell tents. Her tents mind, so no she tents. Would know I knew. Right. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
He took it off his car.
Going back to the
no
poop,
more tents.
Poop comments. Yes. Poop pays. So.
Poop pays.
Porta potties.
You should get some. I mean,
no, I don't want to do porta potties.
You don't have to do them. You just buy them, and you just, everybody else does it.
Yeah.
You hire people
man.
To do it.
Yeah,
you don't have to keep them in your backyard or in your living room.
Oof.
I feel like they're with sanitation and like
food,
the like RV parks and stuff. I feel like there's a lot
of sanitation.
Money there.
Yeah, and nobody really thinks to want to do it, but. You can always do it and then have people to actually do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like vending machines. I know people that have like four random vending machines. And all they got to do is they swing by their route and
they
make
that's
money.
One of the things I've looked at is vending machines, but I haven't brought it to you.
Looked at?
Yeah. Because ATM is one of the other ones we need to get into.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
So you want to buy an ATM.
I'll do a vending machine with you.
I'm down with a vending machine.
Oh, you guys call it lover's machine of food.
What?
Hey, lovers? Jason wants
like,
it.
She just jumped in with
hold on.
It
doesn't
matter.
His ideas are always terrible.
Hey, Jason peeked up when we said vending machines. He was interested.
No, but Jason would have... you'd have to do the whole thing.
And yeah, he doesn't do anything, Jason.
And then he'd claim he invented the vending machine.
I do not claim I invented the vending machine, but I think we could do it.
You claimed you invented it?
No, I didn't. He's saying I did. I did not.
No, he would have something like, I gave him the idea. And we're like, no, 100,000 people have had the idea before. And I'm then just, you just said it's something that you and him, you said we, but you wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, I would.
What would you do?
I'd help him.
Buy?
I'd help stock. Yeah, buy, whatever.
Or whatever. Okay. the stock. Exactly. That's the thing would be half empty all the time.
Right?
Yeah, it'd never be.
You'd use the rest.
Yes. Okay, so I have.
So are you
these
in?
Are new. These are new. I haven't worn these, but we're gonna sign these flip flops, and that way every time we see you, hopefully we'll give you a new. You're never gonna wear them either, but that'll be our thing. We'll give you a pair of shoes every time,
and
you can throw them away if you want. And to us, it's hilarious.
That's
you can keep
really
them
cool.
if you want, whatever.
That's awesome.
But glad you guys came by. Absolutely.
Thanks for doing what you do. Your whole crew.
Dad, thanks. We appreciate
the amount of money you guys raised.
Thanks.
Hey, it was good to meet you guys last night.
Did you meet him last night?
Yeah.
We took selfies.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Why are you being weird about the word dad? Yeah.
Well, I mean,
what? No, what?
Nope.
Okay.
What
is he talking
about? Why would you? But you could have not gotten to this note place by not being weird.
I didn't mean to be weird.
But you were weird.
Even that's weird.
What did you do?
I took a selfie with him.
But then you said,
and he said, well, I'll see you tomorrow. And I was like, see you tomorrow. Okay, whatever. And then he walked away. And I was like, man, he married a young chick.
Oh,
that's funny.
That'd get good. Yeah,
that's funny.
See, we didn't need to go there, right? That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's funny. That's not bad.
I mean,
the see you tomorrow thing would have been weird if you didn't know you were actually going to see him tomorrow.
Well, I didn't know, and then he told me we're coming by the studio, and I was like, sure you are. A lot of people say they're coming by the studio.
We get that a lot, I think, when we're downtown, and now that she can go in the bars and we hang out, and I always make a point. My daughter.
Yeah, I guess if you're like close friends with your 21-year-old daughter, people would think that. What's the age difference?
I'm 52.
Lunchbox, go.
What?
The math.
31. Oh, 31. Okay, well, I didn't know what you were yelling at me.
I have a 29-year-old, too.
See, y'all could really date.
Well, Amy,
not in real life, but I mean, I could see if you're out with someone that...
29 would actually be an age
that
a 52-year-old
and you would be like,
could date.
Yeah, that was my point.
Yeah, but it came out kind of weird.
You know what I do like, though, is that he was going to bring the 21-year-old to golf. This one, she brought to the 29-year-old. Nah, whatever.
Probably different stage of life. They got more responsibilities.
She's got a baby.
Oh.
Yep.
That didn't pop in your head at all?
No. I didn't think about that.
All right. We're going to, let's take a picture of stuff. We'll shut the post show off. And really good to meet you. But I'm going to tell you that in real life, too. Okay. Yeah. But hey, for show, good to meet you. Jason, good to see you again, buddy.
Good to see you, too.
And buddy, don't be so surprised when I reply to an email.
I'll probably send you one later.
Yeah, let's go. We'll just be email buddies. And then, that's it. All right, thank you guys. We will see, not you, this is not for you guys. We'll see you guys tomorrow. And I'm going to go take a nap.
Oh, I'm sleeping today, for sure.
We got to work out today still.
Oh, we are?
Okay. Yeah. I have a bobby cast at Granger at 1, don't I?
Oh, man, full schedule.
I need something in my ear that tells me what question to ask because I'm so tired.
Somebody thinking for you?
Yeah, I can just like, because I get fried. All right. Thank you, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And for a limited time, get more fun for less with the Michigan Bundle for just $49.99. Exclusive to Michigan residents only. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.